Hi, I'm Mohammed Khoja. I am a Saudi fashion designer based in Al Khobar, Saudi Arabia.
I'm Michelle Schifaletti, and you're listening to Thaqafat. While the fashion consumer market in Saudi Arabia is well established, Saudi designers are on a mission to showcase the creative sector is also booming. With the new initiatives to expand the Saudi fashion industry, the future of fashion in the kingdom is bright. Born in Saudi Arabia, Mohammed Khoja recalls his earliest memories as drawing shapes and forms. While studying business in Paris, Mohammed decided to pursue design and work on the concept for Hindam, launching the brand internationally in 2016. Mohammed is inspired by telling stories through wearable works of art, resulting in luxe and modern approach to ready-to-wear. Welcome, Mohammed.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
So I definitely want to get into your brand, but before we get there, I want to know about you, about your journey. So share with us today, who is Mohammed?
I've always known I was a creative ever since I can remember. My earliest memories have been drawing shapes and things in my environment. So I've really been a creative for my entire life, but I think I really had my first opportunity while I was studying in Paris. Mm-hmm. And although I was studying business administration, I did have an opportunity to design a capsule collection at the time. It was such a thrilling experience for me to be able to, you know, see my concepts or my ideas, see them through into like a finished product, and even better, seeing people engage with them, wear them. And I think I've chosen fashion design really as my creative track of choice because I just love the concept of being able to create a piece of design that people can wear and engage with. And it really becomes a part of them because it you know, the wear gives it new meaning.
So you talk about you've always had this desire to create and to draw. What do you think inspired that in you?
Yeah. I mean, a part of it is probably just it's intrinsic, or it's just something I'm born with. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it's a case for every single creative. Some creatives, you know, learn how to become creative. I still haven't had the opportunity to completely sharpen my creative process, keep learning and growing. And I enjoy also the evolution of it all. I am evolving year by year as a designer, as a creative.
I know that you lived in the United States for a period of time and obviously you grew up in Saudi Arabia. Do you feel like that in any way influenced your journey to kind of building your brand and building yourself also as a creative?
Yeah, I think that's in essence part of the story of you know, kind of my brand as being what they call like a third culture kid, having grown up in the States and in Europe. Being a Saudi that's grown up in different parts of the world, I want to be able to design something that is very authentic, but also appealing to people I grew up with in the States or people I grew up with in different parts of the world. It's definitely influenced me because I kind of see myself in between, so I can speak both languages. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand both cultures, and I want to be able to create a balance where, which is basically the story of my brand, East Meets West. So create that balance where I create something that is potentially appealing to both kind of mentalities,
right.
I would say.
Yeah, it's interesting, the concept of being culturally fluent, like you're culturally fluent in East and West. And I feel like, you know, just from knowing your brand, I feel like that's really conveyed through your clothing.
I think it's interesting to reference heritage and especially as a Saudi, because I feel like at this period, we're still kind of referencing our past and new design. I wouldn't say completely new, but it's maybe new within contemporary fashion. You don't see a lot of it. So I think it's important because maybe I can help or contribute and kind of building an identity of Saudi fashion could look like potentially, because I feel like when you do think of American fashion design, you do think of Ralph Lauren or you think of these or Tommy Hilfiger.
There's a signature.
Or Donna Karan. There's a certain kind of connotation. So I want to be able to maybe contribute a connotation that references our beautiful heritage and craft, because it is really, really, really incredibly interesting.
I know your first collection and collections subsequent after that have been inspired heavily by Saudi heritage. Was that a natural fit that you said, you know what, this is something that inspires me? Or was it more of a conscious effort that as a Saudi designer, you wanted to bring in these elements from tradition and from your heritage?
I really think it's a combination of both, because I do kind of find it incredibly beautiful aesthetically. And then there's also the conscious part. So I definitely feel like I did come across a lot of the al-qat al-asiri, or the native mm-hmm. patterns from Asir that are typically drawn by women. And I just recall, you know, not really seeing it growing up as much. It was kind of absent from our, you know, our textbooks and stuff. We didn't really come across it too much. You know, it is a bit of a challenge to design at times, because I don't want to put myself in a box and then have to like force myself to include the Saudi or Eastern element in my work. But I really think it's like a conscious decision I've made to be able to integrate both worlds.
It's not maybe the only defining factor of your brand, but it's an integral part of your brand identity, I feel like.
Yeah, it's definitely like a main characteristic personality with my brand. And yeah, and I really love the fact that it does sort of bring awareness to not only Westerners, but also Saudis, who some of them were not aware of these beautiful, you know, pieces of culture from their past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now there's been so much work done for the preservation of culture in Saudi, and even in coordination with UNESCO, and even with domestically. So it's great to see, and I love that it's shown in a different medium, because even, you know, some of your bomber jackets, you have these amazing patterns that somebody can enjoy without even knowing kind of the origins of where they come from.
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, to go back to your point, I'm very happy with the efforts that are being made in Saudi Arabia to preserve culture. I mean, within, you know, a 5-year time frame, we've seen such an incredible difference in all aspects, but especially in culture. I think that there's definitely been a push to prioritize culture and to, you know, really make it a part of our daily life. So that's also very important to me. It's good aesthetically as well.
Right. How do you feel the path has changed from growing up as you grew up and now being, you know, a prominent designer in the region? Did you think, you know, as a child, you would ever be a designer that would be featured in El Arabia and Vogue Arabia?
Mm. I mean, I'm proud of where I've reached, incredibly grateful. It took a lot of, I want people to understand that it does take a lot of effort, especially in when you're still kind of in a region that consumes so much incredible fashion and are very fashion oriented. But we still sort of don't really have an established industry. Mm-hmm. So I did face quite a large amount of challenges starting the brand. One of them being just being able to manufacture or create some of my concepts. So there's kind of still a limitation on printing abilities or sewing, etc. That's definitely going to change. I'm confident it'll change in the coming year or so. I always encourage people to like manifest whatever that they're looking to create, because it does really work, and are very kind of honest with yourself and clear in terms of what you want to, you know, create, how you want to be projected. Those are all very important questions to ask yourself.
So I want to talk about that, because you mentioned the concept of a consumer and that Saudi is such a consumer-driven market. Talk about a little bit about your experience with that, the concept of being a creator versus being a consumer. And do you feel like that dynamic's changed? How has that dynamic impacted you as a designer?
Yeah. I think we're starting to see a tilt in terms of Saudi Arabia being able to also contribute in you know, creating design. So not only consuming, because I think there's such a perception from the global retail market that we are, you know, to be perceived as consumers. And to be completely honest, I feel like there are doors still that are closed in terms of for designers from the GCC. The doors are closed globally. It's just a little bit trickier to get into the bigger retail names globally. But I think it's important that, you know, with platforms like this, that we do kind of highlight that, and you know, we are part of the global conversation as well. I mean, as we've seen with Modest Wear, it's become kind of a global trend, and not just something that would appeal to modest Muslim or modest any type of modest woman. Yeah,
even like the rise of the Modest, for example. I mean, it's really a whole industry in itself. And the Modest is very high-end luxury fashion.
Totally. And we've been seeing, you know, designers sort of create specific design catered for the region or for the modest woman, you know, from Dolce & Gabbana to,
right,
you know, you name it, like all these different kind of Dior. So they've created kind of capsules for the region. So I think that's terrific, but I also would like to see more of an exchange. So if we do, you know, if we do have these global retailers operating in the GCC, I would like to encourage them to at least 15 to 20% think more regionally or more locally, right, in terms of their designers, because especially now in Saudi Arabia with all the tourists coming in, but they are looking for something differentiated. So they do want to kind of, they want to step into Harvey Nichols and find, you know, designers who they normally cannot find in New York City or
definitely
London.
I mean, yeah. I think 100%. I mean, I know I've shared with you before, whenever I travel, I love to look at the local designers. I love to have a chance to see what's the fashion scene there. And I know there are so many amazing regional designers, but it's definitely a challenge, I think, for people to find how can they kind of get their hands on these amazing pieces. Do you feel
totally.
Like
I feel it's a combination, because I feel like if these designers, including myself, are given kind of the platform or the market share to be advertised, they reach a wider audience, and then mm-hmm. and then therefore hence they become more kind of successful. You can help build their brand, you know, at least from big global retailers who do operate in the country. I'd love to see them being able to, you know, dedicate at least 20% of their you know, social media posts or their to selling local designers.
But do you feel like that conversation is happening? Like, do you think that's something that, you know, creatives and people that are in the industry in the region are talking about?
I do talk to several Saudi designers occasionally, and I really try to make an effort to stay in dialogue with everyone. I definitely feel like it's a shared concern that we all kind of feel like there seems to be, I wouldn't say a ceiling, there's no ceiling, of course, visible ceiling, but it's obviously very tricky for any designer and you know, globally to go from, you know, level 3 to level 4.
Do you think that's exclusive to the region?
Yeah, I do believe it is. Mm-hmm. Like I said, because I think there is a perception that we are kind of more consumers rather mm-hmm. than creators. So I'd like to kind of see a shift in that perception changing.
I think it's definitely a conversation that needs to be had on both an industry level and also just the larger creative scene. That's happening in Saudi and the larger Gulf region.
I definitely agree. And I mean, I'm lucky that I started in 2016, because I knew of designers before I started that had like incredible potential, and you know, they were doing so well, and then all of a sudden they disappeared. And I don't think that they were given as much of a platform as maybe I've been given or other people. Obviously, mm-hmm. we worked for that platform, but it wasn't available at the time. It was non-existent. I'm very happy. I mean, it seems to be going incredibly well. Like, there's so much progress. We are looking to grow. I would love for there to become more of an exchange, or maybe just a conversation with global retailers to try, you know, selling.
A two-way conversation.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I want to touch on a subject that's maybe slightly controversial, and that is influencers and influencer marketing. Because I think there's no doubt that this has shifted the fashion industry as a whole, but I think also particularly in the Gulf. So what's your opinion on influencers in the fashion market?
I think that you definitely need to define who you think fits your DNA.
You mean as a brand?
As a brand, mm-hmm. yeah. Are they on brand? Are they off brand? Because I see a lot of brands kind of dealing with influencers just based on numbers. So I think that your consumer is probably smarter than that, or you have to assume that they're smarter than than that. And I, for example, I tend to go with influencers and that I feel some of them are micro influencers, so that they don't even have like a large following, but mm-hmm. I just love the way they style the clothes. I love their aesthetic. I tend to go with influencers who I feel love the brand, first of all. Even if I didn't gift it to them, they would still maybe buy it mm-hmm, themselves. Mm-hmm. So those are the type of
people influencers. Can tell. You know, I think in influencer marketing, you can tell who's just promoting the brand because, you know, they're getting a paid ad or it was gifted to them. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You talk about people that kind of embody your vibe or embody your aesthetic. Who would you say is your client?
My client is someone who is well-traveled, who appreciates art, who has an understanding of culture, but someone who's really kind of well-traveled, well-cultured, I would say. But again, it could be anyone. I don't like to really define who my client is, because I've gotten, you know, kind of like responses from different people, customers who are above 60, you know, and then customers who mm-hmm. are, you know, below 25. So, but yeah, just to put it, yeah, totally.
What is it like to be featured as a designer and to be recognized at some of the highest levels? So like to be featured in Vogue, I feel like that's a dream of any designer. What is that like?
That's an amazing feeling. I think I'm incredibly grateful. I think the team at Vogue are very inclusive. They've had that approach since day one. They really went in there and established a magazine that was really had their eye and ear on what's going on in the scene, and I'm very proud that they are kind of giving their platform to designers such as myself.
How do you see the future of fashion in the region, but more specifically in Saudi Arabia?
I definitely see a big future for fashion in Saudi Arabia. I feel there's definitely I feel like a lot of people are having this conversation. How do we kind of move from here? Where do we go? Obviously, there's a fashion authority that's been established within the Ministry of Culture. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of been looking at it from a more regulatory point of view, which is also very important because they are potentially able to kind of ask retailers, global retailers who operate here, to give a portion of their racks to local retailers, which is, as I mentioned before, very important. But I definitely feel like there is so much potential, even from both ends. I think even consumers locally are really turning towards their own designers. I see it, you know, becoming something maybe like the Japanese fashion scene, you know, with mm-hmm. all the incredible fashion designers from Japan, or because we definitely have the creative talent, but it's just kind of we're at this phase where we need to create a scene.
Yeah, I feel like you also see more Saudis supporting local Saudi designers, and I feel like that's also such an important shift, that stuff happens organically. And as amazing as all of these, you know, official changes with the ministries have been, because I think those are necessary on a large scale. But I think also the organic changes happening are just influential.
Yeah, totally. If you get this kind of mandate from the top, then we know we're in good hands, and we know that we're confident that this industry will be more structured and will have a more kind of approach or career for designers to pursue. So I'm excited. I'm excited for the next 2 years to see what happens.
I'm excited for the next time I go to Saudi Arabia. It will be easier to find Saudi designers and, you know, even local designers coming from the whole Gulf region. So I think, and I'm glad we had a chance to talk about it today. I want to ask you, what are your goals for Hindam and for yourself as a designer? Where do you see yourself going in the next few years?
My goal is definitely to become more of a global brand. So I do want to become available in different parts of the world. And I do want to grow kind of my business, scale it up. I'm looking into, you know, kind of going into different forms of design, as I mentioned earlier. And I think that the first client I had was for an Imar hotel in Jeddah. And I collaborated with a local kind of interior designer. I think that kind of the line is being blurred.
Mm-hmm.
You can be able to do several things. So I view myself as like a multidisciplinary creative.
And it's like more of a, like expanding into a lifestyle brand rather than just confining to, you know,
totally,
just clothes. And I feel like so many designers do that, you know, Alexander Wang to Ralph Lauren. They create these lifestyle brands where there's a client who kind of embodies,
wants to live and breathe Alexander Wang. Totally. That's kind of the same. That's what I would like to create. I'd like to create a lifestyle brand or a Hindam brand that extends outside of fashion as well. Mm-hmm. So it can also feature art. It can feature even music. I'm hoping to open my first brick and mortar store. Obviously now it's a bit delayed, but my plan was to do something interesting in a cultural, in a heritage site, like a totally modern store, but at like a Saudi heritage location, like a permanent store.
You mentioned the concept of the third culture, and your brand is so international. So I want to ask you, what does culture mean to you?
Culture is identity. Culture is something very personal. Culture is also something that it's an approach to life that lets us see things in a different way. Without culture, there is no soul. I definitely feel like culture is needs to be elevated, because it is kind of helps us in other fields as well. I'm so happy that it's being kind of prioritized in Saudi Arabia. And I feel like once people experience more culture, they feel more motivated and happier to approach different fields of work.
Mm-hmm. It just contributes to the growth of a new culture. You know, the traditions stay, and culture just is always and continuously evolving.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like we're at this point where, and I've referenced this in a few of my designs, where we're in the point between past and future. So obviously we're in the present. What I really mean by that is like, how are we going to utilize what we have from our past,
mm-hmm,
and then build, you know, our future? Because we do kind of have to look at our foundations to be able to build from that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Mohammed, thank you so much for your time today. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you, Michelle. It's been a pleasure.
And we're looking forward to visiting your brick and mortar next time we're in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I look forward to having you hopefully as soon as this situation is over, things go back to normal, and we go back to creating more culture.
I hope you guys enjoyed that episode today. It was so fun to talk about fashion and the future of fashion in the region and Saudi Arabia. If you'd like to learn more about Mohammed's brand Hindam, you can visit their website or follow them on Instagram. And you can also follow Mohammed at Mohoja. They have some really cool pieces, so definitely check them out. And as always, you can follow us at The Thaqafat. So until next time, when we continue to connect to the culture. Ma'a salama.